having identified more women with disease, we needed to try and establish whether or not the therapies applied to men were appropriately applied to women. And we discovered that some of them were and some of them weren't. Specifically, looking at outcomes in terms of angioplasty or outcomes in terms of cardiac surgery. And this forced those physicians who do those specialties to look at their failure rate and come up with improvements. So that was a definite plus. We started looking at the lipid profile, the cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglyceride profile, and discovered that there were inherently differences between how men and women with their same values fared over time. And now our therapies are more directed at those specific defects. For example, HDL lowering or HDL deficiency in women and triglyceride elevations becoming a very potent focal point for our care. We now have come far enough downstream that there's concern that men's health is suffering by lack of attention. And there is actually now a congressional act that looks at improving men's health. So we are now in the process of looking at men as they age and the factors that we can treat. And specifically, one of the interesting areas has been in androgens or testosterone assessment. The number of men who have a deficiency over age 30 has increased in the last number of years, not for any clear reason. And testosterone deficiency has more effects than just those that are obvious, but rather does affect weight distribution, bone mass, as well as cardiovascular risk profiles, including glucose tolerance. So we're now finding that there is a strong role for us to examine in men as it relates to gender differences.